Hey, what's up, everybody? This is the Game Block for the Dead Air podcast. I'm sitting here with Ulysses. Ulysses, what's the worst DVD in your collection?
Hey there, guys. Happy New Year. Worst DVD in my collection, hands down. As you guys know, I'm a fan of Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm collecting Arnold Schwarzenegger movies. The worst DVD in my collection is Batman and Robin. I'm sorry to say I own
Oh
Batman
my
and
God.
Robin,
Why do you
but
own that?
I cannot lie. I love that movie because I cannot get enough of Mr.
Please
Freeze's
tell me
punch.
it came in a four
It was
pack
a
of the other
gift.
three.
Or it was a
Huh?
gift, right?
Please tell
No.
me it came in a four pack.
You bought it at closing Blockbuster, didn't you?
Did you pay
Sadly
full price
enough,
for that?
I paid $4 for that copy of Batman and Robin.
That's too much money.
It's four more bucks than you should have paid for it.
Yeah.
Got ripped off, sir.
All right, next up is Stephen Wilds for his introduction. What is the worst game you've ever played?
Hey guys. It's probably I know this is kind of the easy one, man, but I was really excited to play Superman 64.
Oh, Lord.
Because at the time I was really getting back into comics and I thought, oh, this would be great. No, if you have ever played Superman 64 or even just seen it, and it's really fun to go read all the excuses they had about why the game sucked and all that, but there's never been a game before then that I just wanted so much to burn just to get at least some of my money back out of it, like some of the entertainment, at least from watching this thing go up into flames.
I can't even blame you because I have that game too. And
Is it sitting in your room right now?
in a box with all the N64 games.
Dude, your room is like a treasure trove of that.
Gameplay video.
Right, a gameplay video of Superman 64 that no one will watch.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I watch your videos, but I'm not watching that one.
Nobody wants to relive that. But next up, last but not least, we have Chris.
What up?
Chris, what is your most embarrassing sports moment that you've had?
All right. So I was in middle school, probably 6th or 7th grade. I was playing basketball. Some kid, it's sixth, seventh grade basketball, so every shot's a miss. He shoots it. I get the rebound. Turn around, notice there's about, I don't know, 2 seconds left on the clock. So I decide to try to chunk it down full court. And I'm a baseball player, not really in the future, but like right now I am. But it didn't even make it to half court.
But it just like dropped like right at the
I
center
threw it. And then it just dropped.
I picture Chris like giving it all he's got, like you see the up close shot on his face, like with him struggling, like and just flop, just
And it's
nothing.
like the slow motion 80s movie moment.
Right, exactly.
Dun, dun, dun,
You think
dun,
it's going to go, it doesn't even get anywhere near the rim.
dun.
Eye of the tiger stops halfway
Yep.
through because you failed.
Oh, that's
All right, and that's the Dead Air crew. Usual suspects as usual. So we're gonna get to our first topic, and this is gonna be probably a big one that's gonna go on for a while, but that is who will win the console war between Xbox One, the PS4, and the Wii U. I will count the Wii U. We're gonna start off with Stephen Wiles. Which console do you think will win the console wars when it's all said and done, and why?
I think that's really hard to predict because as everything stands right now, I think a lot of people who haven't already purchased one of these two consoles, and I'll even throw the Wii U in there, as you said, it's going to be based a lot on games. And so I think it'll be really interesting to see how certain exclusives like for the Xbox and for the PS4 do. I know that most of the games are, even though they might be exclusive to one console, they are also on like PC. So there's going to be very few real exclusive titles. And as a gamer, that makes me very happy because although I usually end up before the generation's out buying both consoles, I usually start with one and stick with it for a little while before I go to the other. I think right now, the last numbers I was reading, it said PS4 was doing better as far as overall sales on a unit basis. And I think that's going to continue for a while, but I think that, no one should count out the 360 or the Wii U, though the Wii U's sales have been pretty shitty, so.
All right, so far, based off, of course, the Wii U came out a year before, but based off the launch lineups, who do you think has the lead now then?
Right now, I would actually say that PS4 has the lead as of the current date. The biggest problem I have with committing to that is, of course, that at least as it stands right now, it looks like Xbox has more games on deck and ready. And Wii U has several games, you know, the new Mario 3D World, the different games that they're coming out with. I don't have a lot of interest in it, but I at least want to try Dr. Luigi because it looks fun. But I think that at looking at just what's right in front of us, that Xbox may be behind right now, but I think they're going to kind of come back and even things up very quickly with these games coming out.
All right, Chris, so far, based off what you've seen and what you think may happen in the future, which system do you think, when it's all said and done, will win the console war?
Well, like, right now, I think it's too early to tell, but anyway, to answer your question, right now, who I think is winning is probably, like what Stephen Wilde said, the PS4, because of, like, well, obviously, it is based on its sales. It is the fast, or not the fast selling, it is sold the most out of the 2, 3, I mean. But the Wii U, I mean, I'd love to see it get a shot, but I don't think it will. Like, later on, because of the new Smash Brothers and Mario Kart coming out, it might boost the sales for a little bit, but not for a long time. But the Xbox One, yeah, it's going to come out with more where it's a title that's only on that
first party
title. Going to come out with more later, which will help definitely help boost the sales. And there's one really big game that I know Dead Rising 3 is out right now, but there's one that's coming out in Destiny. Isn't that only on Xbox One? Or no, that's only on PS4.
Yeah.
So right now, if I have to pick a winner, I want the PS4 to win, and I think that's what I'm also going to go with to win the console war, the PS4.
All right, Ulysses, make a prediction for who you think will ultimately win in the future. And so far from what you've seen, who is winning right now?
In the future, between the three current gens with PS4, the Xbox One, and the Wii U, I'm going to say, I'm kind of astounded by how much the 360 actually did kind of beat the PS3 in this previous gen. But I got to give props to Sony for learning from their mistakes. Like, they saw that releasing the system later really did cost them a lot in the end. So for them to come out and make the bold prediction to release it sooner than the Xbox One, and not to mention $100 less than the Xbox One, I think it's good to know that the people from Sony are smartening up and they're taking notice of their past failures and improving their quality. I don't know if you guys held the PS4 controller, but that controller is sweet. I really did like it. And because I think they will... it's going to be interesting. Like, I think as gamers, I'm pretty sure we win in this console war, because these guys, Microsoft and Sony, they're in it for the long haul, obviously. And the quality that they're putting out is truly, like, remarkable. And in the long run, we win. But between, honestly, I love Nintendo. They're responsible for 50% of my childhood. But I'm sorry, I'm not counting the Wii U in the race. But between Xbox and PlayStation, I'm going to give it to the PS4.
Well, I think the whole... all the issues the Xbox One had when they first announced it, when it was coming out, like at E3, when they were talking about no used games and no
DRM,
and it's always connected and everything. I feel like that hurts them. Even though they reversed all of that, I still feel like people are going to be like, well, I'd rather still go with the PS4 more so than the Xbox One, because I think that's still going to hurt them, even though they did reverse it. Because even if they did, I still would rather have a PS4 after that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I think that's still going to hurt them, and I think PS4 is ultimately probably going to win the console wars. But I'm not counting out Nintendo with the Wii U. I understand, you know, they've had some tough times, but they have a lot of games that can make people buy a Wii U. Not just Carton and Smash Brothers. They have a lot of other games, like a new Zelda, that will make people go to the stores and buy a new Wii U. But I'm not saying that they will win for certain, but I think they can make a comeback and you know, get it on the right track.
Yeah, and I just thought of this. The Xbox One's been having a lot of problems, even from before it came out, with all that stuff at E3. But recently, people have been having problems where their credit card doesn't even work on the Xbox One. Like, it's gotten to the point where they try to buy a game, like, downloadable game, and it doesn't work. And then, so they try and go back to the 360, and their credit card doesn't work on that either. Like, the Microsoft systems are, like, really not knowing what they're doing right now.
I mean, and also the price, I think. I think people prefer the price of the PS4. $390 is $400. Xbox is $500. That's the most pricey one out of the three. People might be more willing to buy a PlayStation, especially with all the good press that it had during E3 when the Xbox One was basically just wetting the bed the whole E3.
Yeah.
So I think people will really gravitate towards those two systems because of the price as well.
There were a lot of people who were of the school, you know, at least Sony's going to look me in the eyes when they fuck me. So, you know, I can get behind that to a degree. I'm sure, have you heard of the recent development where they're still finding some kind of surprise things with the coding for the Xbox One? Because Killer Instinct, a bunch of people went to go to a tournament. And, you know, at the fighting tournaments, they just kind of get together all in a giant hotel or room or whatever, and they put all their systems together and they play giant tournaments. Well, you had to be able to log in to the internet to validate that you owned the game. It still had some remnants of the kind of check-in system or whatever from what they were trying to instill in the early parts of the Xbox One. And most likely it's just something that they didn't think to go back and take out, or they thought it would be too much trouble to go back and take out. And newer games may not have these problems, but right there, that makes it the Killer Instinct, at least that version of it, is not going to be considered as much of a viable game in the fighting community, because they're going to have to take special, you know, preparations and stuff just to use it for a fighting tournament. Yeah. And it just makes me wonder if there are any other surprises laying in wait.
There will be. Xbox, I don't think the screw-ups for Xbox are done. I think there's still going to be more problems and more issues for Xbox.
I'm a pessimist, so yeah, I think so.
I'm also worried that they're going to have an issue like the Red Ring for 360. I just feel like there's going to be some big problem with these new Xboxes that's going to really just piss people off because they paid $500 and now all of a sudden it stops working.
Yeah, and I think the same thing's going to happen with the PS4, because that happens with almost all consoles when they first come out.
You know, it's one thing I feel like will be a big factor in this console war. It's going to be those Xbox Live indie game style games, because the PS4 apparently came out and said that their thing is now indie developer friendly.
Yeah, so, they're really focusing on that.
So it looks like Sony's going to try to throw their hat into that indie market, so maybe they could try to steal some of that audience away from Microsoft.
Well, Sony's already done that kind of, because remember they said they at E3 they were opening up their indie market to try to be more accommodating to developers. So if people take advantage of that, they could have a leg up in the indie market.
Yeah.
Also, you were saying that happens to all consoles. And this is my second Xbox 360. My PS3 had to go in for repairs. I've never had a problem with a Nintendo console. And we still have an old 80s NES here. We still have the old Super Nintendo, N64, GameCube, all of this. I have never had a problem with a Nintendo console ever. Xbox is the only one that I've had problems with, and PlayStation the only ones that I've had problems with.
I'm sorry.
I can get it to Nintendo.
I'm sorry, did you say you're only on your second 360?
Well, because I got mine kind of late. So then, like, I still had the white one, and then, like, right after I got the white one, the new one came out. And then now I have the Slim or whatever, the one with the touch buttons.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do a fun experiment. Ask me what Xbox I'm on.
What are you going to say, 8?
No, okay, it's not that bad. I'm on my 5th.
But see, that's the issue. Damn it. I mean, Five S boxes. There's no reason you should have five.
Yeah. At what point do you decide?
But
you know what?
There is a reason he went and bought. He went again and bought those five or those four more.
Well, okay, no, that's not entirely true. All right, in Microsoft's defense, the first one they fixed. Actually, I'm sorry, the first two they fixed because it was still under warranty. The third one, I actually bought off of a friend for really cheap, so I luckily didn't have to pay much for that because he was leaving to go to the military. And then the fourth one I bought on my own, and now I'm on my fifth one. Yeah, that's right.
See, that's amazing to me because I've never had to buy a console over again until Xbox 360. Before that, that was like unheard of. The NES still works. You can plug it in right now. You can play Punch-Out. But until the 360,
you can lose to Mike Tyson.
Yeah, I've never even. Well, I've gotten there cheating, but I've never beat. But it's just, and like I said, Nintendo consoles. I've never had a problem with them like that. And PlayStation until the 3, but they fixed it. But it was just unheard of for me at that point.
And I'll be the first to admit, I put more wear and tear on a couple of those 360s, but one of them just straight up. The reason I got it fixed for free was because I only played it for maybe three and a half months, and then it was just, oh, here's some red lights for you.
Oh, wow.
And then that people tell you to do the towel trick. And that works for a couple minutes, and then it goes right back to the same damn thing.
Yep.
Terrible.
The other thing we're not, I think, taking into account, and they won't be able to take into account later also, is the secondary markets. Like, people who are buying these new consoles on, like, eBay or through gift cards and stuff like that, and, you know, different type of programs like that. Craigslist, all that. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, not that that's going to have the biggest impact, but I'll put it this way. I remember when the PS2 came out, and I had a buddy who went and on opening night, because he worked at a Walmart, he went and he stood in line and he bought, I think, six PS2s, because this is before they were like, you can only buy two or whatever. So, or I'm sorry, he may have had somebody help him buy them. I can't remember.
Wait, when is this? When it first came out?
Yeah, when the PS2 first came out.
And he bought six.
So he kept one. And then he sold five of them on eBay. Like, he waited until, I think, like a week before Christmas, because he knew all the stores would be sold out. All these parents would be looking for these, you know, game consoles for their kids. Last minute present shopping and all that. So he put them up on eBay for, like, I think double almost what he paid for them. I don't know if he quite got that on all five consoles, but I know he made a crap ton of money just off of doing that.
Takes a lot of dedication and patience to buy all of those at once and then wait it out.
Or a really nice credit card, yeah. And you hope you get your money back.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm trying to remember. I said I think PS4 will win as a prediction. Chris, who did you say as a prediction?
I said PS4 too.
And Ulysses, your prediction was?
The PlayStation 4.
And Steven, was yours the same?
His was the Wii U.
I said that you had a bunch of games. No, I think it's too early to say, to be honest, but looking at just the numbers and stuff right now, I really think it's going to depend on the games, and right now Xbox looks like it's going to have the better games, so I'm going to have to give it to the Xbox. Although I will probably, saying that, I will probably purchase a PS4 first before I purchase an Xbox One.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things is that you can't record a PS4 without a bunch of, like, strippers and stuff right now, but you can on Xbox One and shit.
They're supposed to be fixing that. They said they were going to fix it as of January, but they dragged their feet with that stuff.
I don't believe it. I don't think they're ever going to fix it.
No way.
But, all right, we'll go on to our next topic, and this next topic is popular video games that we've never played. Basically, a game that's real big, well-known, and popular, but we haven't played it. So we'll start off with you, Chris. I know you were complaining about being last all the time. So we'll start off with you first. What popular games that are popular and big that you haven't played?
Well, a game that's really big right now that I haven't played is The Last of Us, which is, I've said that before, I'm gonna get to it. That's one of them. Another big one is, I forgot what it's called. Well, I guess that's the reason I haven't played it. But really right now it's The Last of Us. I'm going to be focusing most on that later. Oh, the Mass Effect series. I have not played any of those either.
Is that it?
I mean, that's not it. I don't know how many you want us to name.
I mean, you can just go through the list.
Oh, man.
Okay. Yeah, like I said, Last of Us, the Mass Effect.
Not 80 games. Just go through. You know.
Oh, well, the next series is about 80 games. The Final Fantasy series.
Yeah, not he's got to play 8, man.
You never played a single Final Fantasy ever?
No, nope.
What?
Nope.
All right, I want you to go. I don't want you to find a copy of Final Fantasy 7 and Final Fantasy 8, and you play them.
I actually don't even like 8. I like 7 and 9.
What?
Oh, let's not get, let's not get into this.
Fight.
No, I think 6 was really awesome. I think 7 got a little overhyped, in my opinion. Not that it wasn't good. I'm going to get so much shit for that. I think 8 had a better story. I just think 7 had more of that epic feel to it, had more of the epic story feel for it. And I think people really like Cloud for some reason. The sword was too big, man. It was just too big. It looked goofy.
Okay, so what did you say? Final Fantasy, the whole series,
mm-hmm.
And you said Last of Us.
Mass Effect,
neither of those.
And I'll name one last one. Kingdom Hearts. Haven't played those.
I've only played one, so I can't get on you about that one. All right, so Ulysses, what games that are popular and big that you haven't played?
I'll just go on and admit there's a lot of big name games that have not even been close to playing, but some of the bigger named ones that I've never had the good graces to play was I've never played any of the Half-Life games.
What?
Yeah,
that's another one you reminded me. I haven't played those either.
All right,
I've never played any of those.
Go Wikipedia the story for Half-Life 1 and then go play Half-Life 2 and you can thank me when you're done.
All right, I've never played any of the Portal games, which
ooh,
I've always wanted to. They looked entertaining.
Hey, you are killing me, Smalls.
This next one might kill you as well. I've never ever played any game starting with Resident Evil. I've never played any of them.
You never played a Resident Evil game before?
I'm gonna take my headset off.
And same with me.
Are you fucking with me right now? Is that what y'all are doing? Is this a joke?
I thought we were talking about Resident Evil one of the episodes. I thought that this was happening.
I've seen playthroughs. I've seen stuff. I've seen Steven's playthroughs. I've seen my friends talk about it and everything. But they've never interested me at all. I can't really explain myself all too well. But I just never got around to playing any of those Resident Evil games.
I realize the more we talk about this, the more I'm reminded of some games that I haven't played.
Name another one. One more.
Silent Hill.
Wait. Oh, it's done.
I haven't played any other Resident Evil games. I'm trying to remember other really big name titles that I...
Would you please? Resident Evil 4 is on 360, the HD version.
I don't have a 360.
Okay. It should be on the PS4 or the PSN also. Sorry. PlayStation Network also. I know they took all those Marvel games off of there, but you can still get Resident Evil. You can save yourself. You can redeem yourself in my eyes. We'll just go play Resident Evil 4.
I'll try to make a note of that, Steven.
Same here.
Thank you.
All right, and Steven, what games are popular and big that you just haven't played yet?
Okay, here we go. I think Battlefield is horrible. I don't know why. I can't play it. I think Call of Duty, we've talked about this. Both of those games I just can't get into. I see why people like them, whatever. Dark Souls, I own a copy. I can't force myself to install it yet. It looks great. I'm not huge on super hard games unless they're fun, and I have a feeling that was not going to be fun to me, but, you know, we'll see. The other one that I think that's really big that I think people are always surprised when, you know, I say I never really got into or whatever, is I never played any of the Counter-Strike or any of the games like that, that were the big PC first-person shooters, you know. And don't get me wrong, I like them. I still have yet to play Dead Island. It's I've owned a copy of Dead Island since the game came out, pretty much, and I just couldn't really get into it. I don't know why. It's a mystery to me.
Wow. All right. That was okay. Everybody sit down, take a seat.
Oh God.
Because I have a list.
How much am I gonna freak out here? Because
I'm currently trying to see like what were the big names of the previous decade. See if I can remember any, but. I feel Infamous is going to shock us.
Yeah, go ahead. Lay it on
me. I have a list of games that I know everybody here is going to get pissed off after I say this. But okay, let's start this off. I have never played BioShock 1 or 2.
Yeah, okay. You mentioned that before, yeah. And I believe I told you, get the stick out of your ass and go play BioShock.
I've never played those. I played BioShock Infinite and I finished it, but I did not play 1 and 2.
You can skip 2 right out.
I've heard. Yeah. I can skip 2. I've never played Half-Life 2 as well. Well, any Half-Life. Never played.
The only reason I say to skip 1 is because 2 is just a far superior game than 1. But.
I've never played Portal as well. Portal 1 or 2.
Ooh.
Never played the smaller Xbox arcade type games like Fez and Braid and all of that. Never played Injustice. Never played World of Warcraft. Never played StarCraft.
You're better
never
off.
Played Chrono Trigger. Never played Wolfenstein. Never played Red Dead Revolver.
You did play Redemption, though.
I played Redemption, not Revolver. Right.
You played the better one.
And I did not play... What was the other one? Damn it, I lost it. Shit. All right, well, that was it. That's all I could think of. So
you
it wasn't
did not
as bad
freak
as I
me
thought.
Out as much as I thought you were going to.
I never played Mass Effect 3. I played the first one. So that's another one.
I one never the I beat the first Mass Effect. And I've sat and watched the playthroughs of 2 and 3, but I don't know. I kept getting lost, like what I was supposed to do, and I would put the game down and get bored and come back and try to play it and just never could finish it.
Ulysses, you're saying you remembered one?
Yeah, I've never played any of the Twisted Metal games.
Wow.
Twisted Metal 2
was good. Same here.
Has anybody ever played Power Stone before? You never played
it. Yeah, it was the fighting game on the Dreamcast, right?
Yeah, nobody played that. You guys?
I played it some. I never owned a copy.
Doesn't sound familiar.
That was one of my...
It was one of the first fighting games where you could pick up objects in the background and interact with stuff like that. So, you know, it was on the Dreamcast, so I don't think it got as much attention as it should have, but it did some things that, you know, seem kind of normal in fighting games now, but it's cool.
Yeah, it was a pretty good game. I don't know why I brought it up. It was a topic we talked about last week that we didn't really get into. But okay, that's the discussion. We're gonna go into questions. Chris has them.
Real quick before we do that, I got to do one thing. So did y'all hear the big comic book news for this week?
No,
I'll take that.
I'm interested.
That is a dead silence of a note. Oh, okay. Well, yeah, Deadpool. He's getting married supposedly.
What the hell?
Yeah, Deadpool's getting married, supposed. Do y'all know much about Deadpool?
I've seen some of the games.
I thought you were talking about versus Carnage.
No.
What?
No, Deadpool's getting married, and if you know the character, the big thing about Deadpool is that he can break the fourth wall. He breaks the fourth wall and everything a lot. And I was just wondering if you guys had any kind of out there ideas about who he might be getting married to.
Stanley's wife.
I will take both of those as out there answers. Good job.
If I'm going to go completely out there answers, I'm going to just name some ridiculous people.
Silent.
I'm going with Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton. Michelle Obama. Okay. Angelina
I really
Jones
wanted to keep that to comic book characters. And, you know,
oh, okay.
No.
Rogue?
I'm going to go with Oprah. I actually like the idea of Deadpool marrying Oprah.
Hey, wait. Yeah. He might. Because this might be like him. He might marry his mirror.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
He's going to marry the actual reader of the comic book. You're going to get married to
that. You know what? That would make too much sense. Really... Now, I have a pretty good feeling I know who it might be if they keep with certain storylines. But, like, I haven't been keeping up with this comic as much as I probably should be. But
so it's settled it's going to be Oprah?
Yeah, let's settle on Oprah.
Bette Midler.
Mae Young.
I'd much rather have Oprah.
All right, so let's go to our questions, Chris.
All right. Fitting into what we were just talking about, what comic books or graphic novels would you recommend by Sonny Jackson?
This is Steven's territory.
Okay, let's go down the basics. If you've never read Watchmen, why haven't you? Depending on, you know, what you like, if you're a Marvel fan, if you're a DC fan, or if you just like comics in general, I definitely recommend the Walking Dead graphic novels. I recommend Fables from DC Vertigo. I recommend most of the Marvel stuff. I really have been digging X-Factor lately. Those are some, I'm trying to think of some stuff that you don't have to read like 300 back issues to get into. X-Factor, all of Peter David's run on there was really good, and it was pretty self-contained. I was going to tell you, Ulysses, if you haven't read it, are you a fan of noir-style film and stuff like that?
Hard-boiled detectives? It's easy for me to get into those. I appreciate the aesthetic.
Yeah, Spider-Man Noir by David Hine was really good.
See, there you go. You're tickling my fancy with that.
Right. Speaking of which, Spider-Man cartoons, there's Spider-Man Reign, which is kind of like an alternate future with him.
Yeah.
That was really good. For Wolverine fans, you need to get your hands on Old Man Logan, probably one of the best Elsewhere Wolverine comics out there. And finally, right now I'm reading through all the Geoff Johns Green Lantern stuff, and I just finished Sinestro Corps War, and that was really good. If you want to see a bunch of Green Lanterns and Yellow Lanterns kill each other with random body parts floating by in outer space, that's a really good comic, and the writing is really good. Geoff Johns is definitely one of the best writers DC has right now.
Just to answer that guy's question, I used to be a big fan of the Spider-Man comics. I used to own them a lot, but I am boycotting the current storyline of Spider-Man comics until they reversed the deal with the devil story. I hated that. That made me stop buying Spider-Man comics.
You mean the One More Day stuff?
Deal with the Devil, yes.
Yeah, where they changed everything with
Aunt
May and Mary Jane and all that.
That was terrible. I thought,
am I wrong? Did they not go back and fix that?
Hopefully they did. I'm not too sure. I'll have to look into that. But yeah, that made me really, really dislike the Spider-Man comics.
Hmm.
Well, I would suggest The Walking Dead. I just got it for Christmas, and I just finished it. Well, I didn't just finish it. I finished it really quickly because I just kept reading page after page, so I would recommend that.
Did it bother you that it was in black and white?
I thought it would when I first opened it, but it really didn't.
Some people don't like it for that. I mean, there are a lot of black and white comics out there in the indies and stuff, so.
Yeah, it didn't bother me.
Yeah, I'm going to recommend the Walking Dead one, too. It's good.
All right, so what's the next question?
From Daniel Kelleher, what is the best-looking belt in wrestling history, and what belt would you like to bring back to the WWE?
The greatest-looking belt of all time was a hardcore belt. That was the greatest thing
ever. Busted up.
It was busted up, broken, with a duct tape
together.
That's beautiful.
To me, I like the my favorite one is actually the Intercontinental Championship before the one they have now. The one that I think ended in like 2011, I think, or something like that.
So before the white-backed one? Because that
before
was more
the
like
white
the
one.
That was more the traditional one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that one. That was my best looking.
I got to say the spinner belt, because I'm just joking.
I thought somebody would say that as a joke.
It's there. It's got the Eagle belts were pretty good. I don't know, man. There are a lot of good belts, and most of them sadly have either been retired. I think too many people give the newest belt with the one with the giant WW on it too much heat. It's not a bad belt. I think compared to what we've had lately, it's not as horrible. But I do hate that they're probably going to keep that one when they go down to one belt for Randy Orton. They're probably going to keep that one over the world
heavyweight
World Heavyweight, but probably my favorite one is the silver eagle belts that the they used to use for the tag team champs.
Yeah, those are awesome.
The one I think is the best looking belt in wrestling history is the Smoking Skull belt. That's the one I.
Oh, nice.
That's my favorite, probably look wise. The one I want them to bring back would be the Hardcore Championship, only if it's on the line, like for the whole show, like it used to be, like throughout the whole show. The belt was on the line. 24/7 belt. The one only if bring, that's the case.
The one I want to bring back is either the Hardcore one or also the split of the tag team championship. I liked it when it was split up more and not unified.
Oh, when they had two sets of tag team champs.
Well, that's when they were when the
brand war.
Yeah, and here's my thing. I think one of the biggest problems that wrestling had for a while, and it made sense for WWE to do this, but there were too many belts for a long while.
Like the cruiserweight and the. Yeah.
Like they keep. I don't think they're gonna actually do it, but they keep kind of rumoring that they're considering putting the
they're teasing the Ambrose versus Langston, right?
Yeah. Well, they're teasing putting those two belts together after WrestleMania, and I mean, here's the problem: who was the last person that Ambrose actually faced for his belt?
That's a damn good question.
It's been a while. It's he hasn't faced anyone in a long.
He was
while.
Supposed to face Wasn't Big Kofi? E, but. He was hurt, so that's how Big E got into the Intercontinental.
Yeah, I'd heard they were actually thinking about letting Big E take the belt off of Ambrose.
Yeah,
because they're supposedly wanting to split the Shield up either right before or right after WrestleMania, and they wanted to go ahead and get all the belts off of them. But you don't need to do that necessarily.
That's true.
All right, so what's the next question?
This is more geared toward like me, Infamous, and Ulysses here. It's what does EA have to do to compete with 2K again by Hush Hush 95? I say it's more geared toward us because I'm assuming he's meaning by the basketball games that they created.
They just have to put out live, figure out what's wrong with it, listen to what people say is wrong with it, and then come out with another game and improve on those things. Because they're not going to take the crown from 2K with just one game anyway. So you just got to keep improving on it.
I really don't care what they do to make it better. I just want them to make it better. So 2K actually steps up and fixes the stuff that's been wrong for the last 3 years. It's just because I'm not going to buy a live game. I'm just going to stay with 2K.
Yeah, same here. I used to play 2K back when Allen Iverson was on the cover for like five straight years. But I don't know, like for me personally, what I used to love about EA is I used to love their big series, EA Sports Big. You guys didn't remember any of those games? Like NBA Street and NFL Street?
NBA Street,
those are awesome. Forget the realism sports. Go back into making those, and I'm pretty sure people will buy them.
MLB Slugfest. Anybody play that?
That was awful.
Didn't they kind of do that with, there's one called like The Show, where the whole idea was like super hyper realistic.
Yeah.
Like you could charge up super, like if you touch the ball, it goes over the fence.
So they were on steroids.
They were very
Barry Bonds.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, it's realistic, obviously. Okay, so yeah, EA just had to put out another game and get better.
While we're on this subject, Infamous started some shit on Twitter, and I just wanted to say he started asking about what they could do to make the new or the next WWE game better. And I realized one of the biggest problems is not what they need to do to make this better, which I'm really hoping now that a different company is in control, they will make some good changes. But one of the things is there is no other competition for them wrestling game wise.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And I think if they had, I think if they had some serious competition, or if just, there was another wrestling game that was up to that level, because TNA tried, but sadly that game was just horrid. Yeah. That was wretched.
By Midway.
You're being too generous, sir.
Yeah, I know. It was shit. Okay. It was shit.
You're still somehow being too generous.
But the point is, I think that they really, I think if they had some competition or if they had somebody that could do it, it would actually make the field of that set of games, of wrestling games, you know, strive to be better instead of just, oh, let's throw about five new wrestlers in, repackage some stuff, maybe tweak this, tweak that, you know.
Add a new move here and there.
Yeah. I would really like to see something good.
I would like them just to go back to adding the simple story mode. Like, I used to have fun playing that.
Like the Road to WrestleMania?
Yeah, that was enjoyable. Or, like, I don't know how many of you guys played Here Comes the Pain, but I like that story mode where you could, like, go backstage and, like, talk and walk with people. So that was fun.
The story was better back then before they had the voice acting, I think, because it started getting limited when they had the voice acting.
Yeah, I read when you said that, and I agree 100%. Like, they're wrestlers. I don't want to see John Cena in movies no more. I don't want to hear them voice acting. Just let me wrestle.
That's funny, because all of them want to be actors.
Yeah, well, Mr. Nanny. And No Holds Barred and
hey, Cena, you don't Legal. Knock No Holds Barred. I own Elektra.
Before I continue, that was a great opening line. Filming the remake of No Holds Barred. I love that.
That was a good opening line.
What's the next question? Let's get off this before I get start talking about Stephen Wild's DVD collection, because I'm pretty sure.
You know what? I have nothing to hide.
Probably, I'm pretty sure you have a lot to hide, sir.
I will unveil something.
Will of Fortune season one or something.
The Price is Right.
I didn't buy this. It was gifted to me. But one time I was dating this girl and she came over. She's like, let's watch something. I was like, okay. And so she starts looking through my DVD collection and I had a copy of Alf season one. But I didn't buy that. Someone was like having a yard sale or something, and so they just gave it to me, and I kept thinking in the back of my mind, you know, I'll sit down and watch that eventually, you know, because I used to watch the show when I was a kid. But no, I never did, and I eventually just traded it, and I was like, here, we can only give you like $1 for that, I'll take it.
That's more than I'll have. Well, anyway, the next question from the dude 5842, this is I kind of say this, but it's never mind. Did you see that Steven Larson from Top 10 for the Win liked one of your GTA 5 videos?
He sounds behind.
Well, obviously, you probably saw that. But the thing is, we actually know them, whatever your name is. We actually know them. So that's why he liked them. But anyway.
I noticed. I mean.
Yeah. Nerdy Rajgay said, what do you think of The Walking Dead Season 2, like the game?
Has everybody played it? Somebody has. Steven, you didn't play it, right?
Yeah. I watched the video.
Yeah, I've watched the video too.
So I know the ending and all.
Ulysses, did you play it already?
No, I've never played any of them.
Oh, what?
Throw up a spoiler warning.
I've never played any of the Walking Dead video games.
Ooh.
See, you should have said that earlier.
I forgot about
that.
Ooh.
Hey, Ulysses, what's wrong with
yes,
you?
Yes, sir. Well, I'm waiting for one specific Telltale games. I'm waiting for Tales of the Borderlands because I'm a huge fan of Borderlands.
So I don't blame you on that, but that's no reason not to play The Walking Dead. It's cheap, man. You can get that shit on Steam for, like, cheap shit.
Do you care if we spoil Walking Dead there? Or are you going to play it eventually?
You go ahead and spoil it. I'll probably still eventually end up playing it.
Cover your ears. Well, so far I really like, you know, the whole thing with playing with Clementine because it still kind of adds the whole wanting to protect her type thing that you were doing before with Lee, but now you're playing as her trying to protect her. I thought it was pretty good.
Holy crap, that story.
Though, yeah. I will say this, like, I really like The Walking Dead season one video game, and some people are like, oh, it's so emotional and stuff like that. And it was at some parts, but for the most part it's just like, oh, it was kind of fun, right? Then that first episode, you know, they start, and I was like, okay, cool, let's see what they do here. And when I'm going to go ahead and spoil this, but as soon as Oneid gets shot, I was just like, well, okay, fuck, I'm here. I'm paying attention now. All right, fine.
Yeah. And then the whole evil Scooby-Doo scene.
Yeah.
Was fucked up. And then the pregnant bitch, I'm sorry to call her that, but she was a bitch.
She is one. But, one thing I want to call you out on, Infamous, in your season one, is how you mistreat Kenny the entire time because of the decisions you made. I mean, I went the other way. Like, where did it start with? Where did it start with you again? Like, did you start like being mean to him? Like when you had the decision between him and that one girl's dad. Is that when you started, or did it start from the beginning?
Well, the problem with the videos that's on YouTube is that the first three episodes, I was playing those while, like, this is my first time playing them. But 4 and 5, I had already finished the whole season. But people were asking for it, so I went back and played 4 and 5. So it was kind of, I was playing those already knowing what Kenny was going to do later. So I was kind of, I decided to choose different things that had something to do with Kenny. But Kenny was an asshole from the jump, really.
Oh, he wasn't to me.
He was, when he's like, I forgot what he said. You've turned your back on me twice now. I'm like, I didn't turn my back on you at any point. It was just like.
Yeah.
All right. I think I know where it started. Did you choose, in episode 1, did you choose Duck on the tractor or the guy down, or the old man's son down that was getting by the zombies?
I think I choose the boy getting bit because Kenny was there to get the boy, and the boy wasn't in trouble as much as the boy fucking with a zombie on his leg. Yeah. Duck is in a damn tractor. He can get out by himself.
I did save the other guy, but still, Kenny started treating me nice anyway. But I will agree, Duck has something wrong with him.
I will put it this way, that the thing is that I tried to play it making decisions based off what's best for the group. And there were some of the decisions that you make it, and, you know, Kenny will start being kind of a dick to you about the decision you made. And you almost want to go, look, fool, I don't know if you're thinking right, but this is how it should go.
That happened to me.
I saved Duck in the beginning. Like, I actually, just because, you know, I thought, okay, well, this is the kid. You know, and like you said, I probably should have thought, oh, he's safe on the tractor. But, you know, since he's a younger kid, I was like, let me grab him first and then I'll go try to help the other guy. So, and Kenny still was kind of a dick later on. So I don't think that decision, like, that's one of my few things about the game is they do a good job with the decision making, but I think they could have done more. And I don't know if that was just because they didn't want to put that much more into it or if that would have caused too many problems or what, but.
But Duck kind of somewhat caused it because doesn't he like run over his like his leg a little bit? So he's kind of he's responsible for that boy dying.
Yeah.
And what was that one girl's name? Not Carly. When you first Lily. Yeah, she was the way Kenny was to you to me.
I kind of based my choices on in that game based off like karma because I felt like if I did something, then something bad would happen to my character or Clementine. So I was just like, even when Lily does kill Carly, I let her back on the RV just because I thought if I left her, something bad would happen to us somehow. So that's kind of how I based it off of.
My problem with that is no matter which one of those two you side with, they both die no matter what.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's kind of shitty, but.
Yeah. All right. So what was the next question?
That was the last one for YouTube.
Okay. I think the very last only episode, question we got on Twitter was the worst wrestling game of all time.
Didn't we kind of answer that last week with the
ECW one? That one was awful.
Okay. There were two ECW ones. One was like Backstage Assault, or no, that was WCW.
No, that was WCW.
That was pretty bad, actually. WCW Backstage Assault was pretty bad.
Also, that TNA game.
The TNA game was awful. My favorite thing about that is I was having a lot of trouble beating Sting. So I go online. I'm like, maybe there's a secret or something. And so I find this guy like talking about it and how he had gotten really good at the game. And he managed to never let Sting do anything to him, like move-wise. The only thing Sting ever did to him was straight reversals. But see, in that game, you take damage from when you get reversed, right? So Sting beat him with nothing but reversals and then finally pinning him. I was like, that's bullshit. And I that's one of the few games I don't return video games usually. That's just not something I do hardly at all. That was one of the few games I took back and I was like, I don't care how much money you give me for this. I'm not keeping this.
Also, that Raw game that first came out, that was awful.
Yeah, we were talking about that at one point. Yeah.
We were talking about this, but where Steven, you had brought it up. Were you talking about Warzone or were you talking about Raw?
There's one that's just called Raw. That's the one that I had. Because I had it on for PlayStation the Xbox. 1, and it was... God, it was not good.
Because I don't remember Raw being on PlayStation 1. I remember Warzone being on PlayStation 1. Warzone has, like, Bret Hart and Ahmed Johnson and fucking Kane and Shawn Michaels, all those guys.
I thought it was just called Raw.
Yeah, there's one game called, like, it's just called Raw.
Yeah, I had it on Xbox.
That was on the Xbox.
I don't. But mine would be WCW Nitro. It was one that came after World Tour and Revenge. So I bought it thinking it was going to be just as good, and it wasn't even nowhere near the same. It was fucking horrible.
Yeah, those are bad.
Yeah. All right. I also, like I said, there were two ECW games, and I only played one of them. And whichever one I played, I went and asked a friend of mine who'd play both of them. I was like, "Hey, should I go get the other one?" He was like, "No, you've got the good one. The other one's wretched." But I never played that one.
Yeah, there's Hardcore Revolution. And trying to see which one the other one was. I don't know why I'm even bothering looking these up, because we just know they're bad.
Yeah.
I wanted to really like Legends of Wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
Because of, you know, the roster, but it was kind of, it was just too stiff. And
It was very stiff.
I could
not. Did anybody get All-Stars? The one where they all do, like, super
they're like,
street
yeah,
fighter
they're like moves? Super cartoony.
Yeah. Someone told me once you get past that, and, you know, it's a pretty fun game, but, like, I never bothered with it.
Yeah. Also, Legends of WrestleMania, with the whole, like, quick time event type gameplay.
Yeah. I played the demo for that one. I didn't like that one.
Yeah, that one was, you can import people from, like, SmackDown or Raw.
So I do apologize. The one that I was thinking of was WWF Warzone. I don't know why I thought it was just Raw. The one that was called Raw. I must have got them mixed up. Because I think I've owned both of those games at one point or another.
I had Warzone. Warzone I bought because WCW had the better games. But I liked WWF, so I bought that game. And it was cool for the time. But that's another game that was kind of stiff as well.
You said something a second ago about the SmackDown versus Raw games. Did any of you like any of those?
Yeah, the first few were pretty good.
Yeah, because the only one I have right now is 08, and that's like one of my favorite wrestling games ever because of that GM mode.
I liked the GM mode on 07. I wasted too much time on that GM.
I'm wasting too much time on GM mode right now.
The 06 one was just funny to me because of the they gave you like the full locker room that you could walk around in, and you could, once you unlock stuff, you could like decorate the locker room the way you wanted it to be and all that.
Yeah, they did in 07 too.
Okay, they didn't need to be in the game, to be honest, but it was fun.
I remember a big thing they were trying to push for 06 was that there was like a bra and panties match that was like on the back of the cover or something like that.
I didn't like 08 GM mode because they started having the goals that you had to do in order to win. Even if you had more viewers, if you didn't finish all of those goals, you would still lose. And I didn't like that. I liked better in 07 where it was just straight up, if you had the better show at the end, you would end up winning.
That was like it in 08 because I played it recently. There aren't any of those goals or anything that I remember. It's just straight up whoever had the better views at the end wins.
Unless it eventually changed on some console, but in 08 it was like you had like 10 goals you had to reach before the year was over.
Yeah, it's not on this one.
I don't, you know, now that he says that, I don't remember that being in 08. I remember it being in 07. But I don't remember that being in 08.
See, in 07, all you had, 07 and 06, it was just like you had to have more viewers. And then it was like a big deal when they had the cross-brand pay-per-views. But in 08, it was like, unless it was just my copy somehow, that even if I was winning, I would still lose.
I will, after we're done with this, I will go play 08 and then play my GM mode and see if that's in
it. The debate will be settled. Speaking of, did either of y'all catch Raw this week?
Yeah, I saw the first part of it.
So you missed the best part. Okay, good to know.
No, where Well, I'll let you say it.
Infamous, you didn't watch it? Did you read about it?
I didn't even try.
Why are you letting me down, man?
I'm going to watch it next week just for the conversation.
Hey, next week is old school Raw. It should be at least somewhat entertaining.
Last year's old school Raw was pretty bad, though.
DDP here's the thing.
Tweeted out that he's going to be returning sometime soon in a special episode of Raw. So
yeah, and a lot of people thought it was next week. I'll put it this way, okay? Last year's episode of old school Raw was not a great episode. It was fun. It was just neat to see the old set pieces, the way they did the show. I don't know. I enjoy old school Raw. And
granted, last year's old school Raw sucked because they had that whole thing about CM Punk and those other three losers trying to fight to see who gets the opportunity to wrestle the Undertaker. That was bad.
And all of the people who designed that match were promptly fired.
Yeah, that was right before they pretty much clean house. Anyway, I'm looking forward to Old School Raw. But the big thing, if you missed it at the end of Raw this week, and that this is the only thing that's really worth mentioning from the show, was that Daniel Bryan finally joined the Wyatts.
Yeah.
Which I'm interested to see where this goes. Mm-hmm. I really like Daniel Bryan as a heel. I like him as a face too, but I really like him as a heel. I think they could do good things with this, but I'm not going to hold my breath because although things have been getting a little bit better to me on Raw, I don't think, nothing spectacular yet. I was just curious what y'all thought about it, though.
I like the opening match between Punk and Seth Rollins. It was a pretty entertaining match.
Did you see he tweeted about how he didn't like that match?
There was a couple of mess-ups when he tried to do the roll-up. They took like a couple of seconds.
Oh, yeah. I remember that there were like two really big botched moments. But other than that, it was pretty good match overall.
Did you guys know that there was a match, if I can call it that, I put it in air quotes, between my most hated wrestler, the Great Khali, and Damian Sandow?
I want to watch it.
And there was a mess-up at the end where the ref was not hit. Khali's shoulder is off the mat.
Oh, yeah.
And the ref still counts the three count. And that is the same ref who, and that was an actual mess up, apparently. That wasn't supposed to happen. So supposedly, I don't know. There's a lot of mixed information coming in. But if that was an actual mess up, that is the same ref. And I'm almost thinking they may turn this into a storyline because he's done this twice now, that screwed up the Divas match where Natalia's shoulders weren't down. And the match was supposed to go for like another 30 seconds to a minute, but he went ahead and counted her out. And he, when he got called out on it, he went on Facebook and kind of went on a Facebook tirade about it. So WWE made him delete his Facebook.
Oh, beautiful.
But that's the exact same ref.
All right. It looks like that's about it for this episode. We don't have any more questions or topics. So that was episode 3 of Dead Air. I want to say that these are going by fast, but they're really not. We're only on the third episode. But, for episode 3, I was the game block. I was sitting here with Ulysses.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Chris.
I'm at HeelCuff on Twitter.
And Steven Wilds.
Fun as always. It's just my name on Twitter.
All right, guys.
And also, the podcast does have a Twitter account, too. It's at deadair_podcast.
All right, guys. That was Dead Air. Appreciate you guys for listening. We are out. Peace.
Peace.